We're going to learn a Torah from the Beis Yaakov and Parshas Tezriah. It says, Ois Beis, the Isha ki Tezriah v'yolda Zohar v'tom Meshivas Yom v'chul. Ois Beis. The Beis Yaakov is only going to come back to that posuk at the very, very, very end of this Torah. It begins with the posuk in Iyov, that the Medrash Rabbah, not at the very beginning of the parasha, but the second piece of the Medrash in Parshas Tezriah, brings a difficult posuk from Iyov, which is not just about a woman giving birth to a child, but bichlal, anything in this world, anything in the universe that's being born, that's coming into existence. The woman and the child, the Rebbe will turn to at the very end of the Torah. The posuk in Iyov, in Perek Lamed Vav, I think it's posuk Gimel, Esa Dei Limei Rachoik Ulapoali Eitein Tzedek. In English, it's translated some slight variations in the different translations, but Esa Dei Limei Rachoik, I will fetch, I will go and bring my knowledge from far away. Lufuali etain tzedek, and will ascribe righteousness to the one who made me, to the bari olam, to my maker. There are many, many things in the world, Iyov is saying, that one can't understand. The maskana of Iyov is that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our comprehension. And the issues that he was grappling with his friends throughout the Sefer, to a large extent remain unresolved. Nevertheless, Esa Dei Limerachok, I will bring my knowledge from far away. From there I will draw my knowledge, and I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. The knowledge that I have comes from very far away. It's from a far away place. And I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker, meaning that I will tell the entire world that despite my lack of understanding, the one who made me is righteous. That's the maskana of Iyov. It's a hard maskana. And the Rebbe brings the Medrash, Esa Dei Limerachaik, Mechashvan Onu Lishmai Shal Avram Avinu. Oysha Shabbat Mirachok. The ability of a Jew to do this, to ascribe righteousness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to draw knowledge from afar, that comes to us from Avram Avinu, who came from far away. He came from far away. Oysha Shabbat Mirachaik. Avinu came from a world of Avodah Zarah. His father is Terach, Avi Avram. From far away. Mechash von Arnold is Shmai Shal Kadosh Baruch. Shehayinu Rechaikim, Shehayinu Rechaikim, V'karavnu Lai. And we apply this pasuk, we think of this pasuk when we speak about the name of Hashem. We're so far away from Him, He's so far away from us, and yet He draws us near. So Avram Avinu came from far away. And he was miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws us, the children of Avram, from very, very far away. We're far away from Him. And yet He draws us near. Ha'inyin b'zeh. So the Rebbe now explains. Ki Avram Avinu Olav Shalom Hoya Harishon Shechidesh V'hichnis Deyazu Ba'olam. Avram Avinu was the first one who was mechadish this way of thinking, and he infused this type of knowledge into the world. Sheyedu, that human beings should know, sheyoil tefila lahoilohem, that there's such a thing as davening, and that davening can be of benefit. Davening can work. Sheyedei tefila yifalu rotzen Hashem isbarach, sheyistan harotz. That somehow Hashem isbarach gave us the ability that through davening there could be a shinui in the rotzen of Hashem. Now, of course, the Rishonim are all discussing this. The Ikarim, the Sefer Ikarim, and many others discuss what does that mean, that there could be a shinui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol had one thought or one plan, and that he gave us the koach of tefillah to bring something else about. So how does that work? So the Rebbe explains. Ki kaidim shaba Avram Avinu al v'shalom, before Avram Avinu arrived, nidmilahem shekol dover muchrach lehisnaheg kefisho hurgal betav. All man could understand was that everything must function in accordance to its teva, in accordance to its nature. Ad shebo Avram Avinu ba'olam, until Avram Avinu arrived, the chidesh, and he was mechadesh. Sheyedu Hashem Yisbarach mechadesh b'chol rega v'rega chadoshes. Avram Avinu was mechadesh that every single second HaKadosh Baruch is mechadesh chadoshes. Essentially, there's no such thing as anything that is set or fixed in nature. There is no such thing as anything that has to be a certain way. Because Hashem Yisbarach is mechadesh b'chol rega v'rega chadoshes. Every single second, these mechadish chadashas, we're in Oz Beis. You're looking for it, we're in Oz Beis. Shehisnagus harbriya, ena sherega achas mekabel mechaveta. Now, the way the world appears is that each moment, each subsequent moment recedes from the one that was before. There's a sequence of events. One is the siba, the cause for the effect. And so nature functions. That's the way it seems. There is no independent new moment that exists on its own. Every single moment it appears. Every single moment in time and every single thing that exists is the consequence, the result of that which preceded it. That's how nature appears. Avraham Avinu was mechadish, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish for rega v'rega chadosh yisnagus erbriya ein l'sherega achas mekabel mechaveta. Avraham Avinu came into it. He was Megala, he revealed that one moment, that this moment is not muchrach, is not defined or determined by the moment that preceded it. This next moment doesn't have to be. Raksha kol rega v'rega mekabelas hanhagosa mechadosh mehashem esbar. But rather, every single moment receives its life, its existence from the start. From Hashem Yisbarach, directly from Hashem Yisbarach. Lo kama uman shagomar v'osa kli, not like a craftsman who created some kli. Shabishas hasiyoso, when he made, at the time that he was making that kli, when he was making the table, at the time that he was making the table, he was able to do whatever he wanted. He could make the table this color or that color. He's able to design the table. It could be round or it could be rectangular. It could have a base. It could have legs. While he was in the mahalach of creating, of making, of building the table, so then the kli was biyad hayotzer. It was in the hands of the yotzer, the one who fashioned the table, and as long as that hand was attached to the table, it was kefi ritzono. It was according to his will. But va'achas shegomra, but once he finished the table, once he walked away from the table, he sold it, whatever. Va'achas shegomra oz eni yochel l'shanaisa. Then he can no longer change it. The table is now a muchrach. It is defined and constricted by the way that it was made. That means that the table's next moment has already been determined. The table is going to, unless someone comes along and does something to it afterwards, but the table is what it is. So the previous moment of the table at 12 o'clock noon is machriach, the table to be a certain table at 12:01, 12:02, 12:03. Once the person who made it walks away, he can't change it. Somebody else can come and break it, but or color it, but he can't change it anymore. Because that table no longer has any shaychus to the one who made it. And it's not makabel any life from the one who fashioned it. Bilti masha kiblu b'shas asiyah. All the table has is the life that it received at the time that it was made. That's the chiyus of the table. That's its existence. That's what defines the table. Achein Hashem Yisbarach. And that's how the world lived and saw life until Avraham Avinu. And even after Avraham Avinu, there are people who choose to live with that way of seeing creation. The revolution of Avraham Avinu is this. That Achein Hashem Yisbarach Matzil Ubari V'yotzer V'oysa B'chol Eis V'rega. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating, is forming and creating Matzil Ubari V'yotzer V'oysa B'chol Eis V'rega. Every single instant, every single second. The whole Shar Yichud V'amun of the Baal HaTanya is this Nakuda. The whole section of Tanya, Shar Yichud V'amun, is explaining this Nakuda. V'chol Rega V'rega Mikabelas Habriya Hanhagosa Michodesh Mashemizbar. And therefore there is no old Hanhaga. There is no cause and effect. Every single instant of creation is creation itself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating that instant. There is no hechrich, there is no compulsion that comes from the moment that was before this moment that says that this next moment must follow the previous moment and must behave a certain way. The kol rega v'rega mekabela sabriya hanhagosa michodesh ma'ashem esbarach. Every second. Second is not, I mean, every instant, whatever that means. V'rak mitzad das utfisas habriya. Only from the perspective of creation. Only when you're in this world and you don't have the advantage of seeing things from the perspective of nevuah, of prophecy, from the perspective of emunah, of faith, which is looking at reality through God's eyes. But if you're looking at reality through the finite eyes of this world, then what happens is, mitzadas utfisa sabriya misyashna davar. Everything's getting old. Misyashen hadavar. Everything is aging. The nearer she'achar reishis habriya shebar Hashem Yisbarach, and to the eyes of finite creation, it appears that since the time of Reishis Abriya, since the time of Bereishis Bara Elokim, since the time of creation, Shabara Hashem is Baruch Kol Habriya, that Hashem created everything, that Mi'oz V'hola Misnaheges B'teva, that from that moment and on, everything is what it is, and it's simply aging. Ki kiblo pam achas, because everything received at that instant of its creation, al kol yimei kiyuma, for the duration of its existence. All right, so that could be that the person, if it's a human being, he dies at 120. Could be whatever, the plant or the animal that dies. But whatever chiyus it had, it received at the moment that it was brought into existence, however it came to be, and then it's simply a matter of aging until it no longer is, until it runs out. Ulefi deyazu, and according to this way of thinking, which is horrible, but according to this way of thinking, according to this way of thinking, where there is not a hischadsh, there is no hischadshus every single moment, michadash from the Creator. From that perspective, that Hashem Yisbarach creates and then He takes His hand away, like the uman, like the builder who walks away from the building, or the carpenter who walks away from the table. Lefi deyazu shalein ischadish akabalu b'chorega michadash mimela mashiyesh biyodim ikvar. Therefore, according to that way of thinking and seeing the world, whatever was already, the moment that it is in now is simply a consequence of the earlier moment, and that means that everything is aging, because one moment follows another moment, and then there's the next moment, and it ages until it disappears, until it deteriorates and it's gone, it's dead. It's already old. V'nasa hergel b'nei habriya, and it has become already something which is a hergel, which is just a fixture in the world. It was there yesterday, it's here now, and it'll be tomorrow. There are many, many people who feel that way about themselves. I'm not talking just about aging, becoming old, but to be paralyzed with a sense of permanence, meaning I can't change. There are certain behaviors in my life that follow a pattern that was determined many, many years ago, could be by a teacher, by a parent, by the environment that I grew up in, by nature, whatever it is. But there's a certain course that was set, and since the person lives in that hergel, in the habit of that course that was set, he sees himself essentially stuck in a certain way of thinking, in a certain way of reacting, in a certain way of responding. So the person who gets angry, he always gets angry at something he doesn't like, and he hears something he doesn't like, he gets angry. And if this particular time he didn't get angry, it's because it didn't excite him enough. Or it wasn't kedai for him to get angry because he would get thrown out of somewhere. But he is the same person that he was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. He's the same person. The same reactions, the same responses. His entire life is just a series of moments. It's sibo musuvav, cause and effect. And whatever it is that first set that into motion was from a long time ago. And maybe some big professor or some big therapist could find out what is it that made him that way. What is it that got him started in that path? But as far as he's concerned, there's no real nafkim in it. It's interesting to know, like, who messed me up. But there's no real practical nafkim in it, because this is who I am. This is who I am. Nasa hergel be'ena habriya. Because whoever brought this pattern of behavior into my life, could be myself, walked away from it and left it, and ever since then, it just keeps on going. So it just gets older and older and older, and it gets more set and more fixed. And there's nothing I can do to leave that, to walk away from that. Of course, the greatest act of defiance when it comes to that sheker is tshuva. That's what tshuva is, the chiddush of tshuva. And therefore, tshuva is not just a matter of being better. The whole Sefer Arisa Tshuva of Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, is to reveal that tshuva is an entirely different way of thinking about everything. Everything. It's this way of thinking of Avraham Avinu. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of learning Torah. It's a different way of looking at your marriage. It's a different way of looking at your kid. Everything is in the world. In tshuva, it's an entirely different way of thinking, of seeing things. Avo be'emes, the truth is, and this is the way of tshuva, Avo be'emes mahava Hashem Yisbarach tamid. The truth is that Hashem Yisbarach is bringing into existence tamid. He doesn't walk away. He's mahava Hashem Yisbarach tamid b'chol eis v'rega, every single instant, k'mo b'reishis habriyah. The same way that he did at the beginning of creation. B'reishis habriyah. And therefore, ein bo shum hisyashnus. Therefore, there is nothing that is, there's nothing that's stuck, that's old. That's how the Beis Yaakov's father, and in many places the Beis Yaakov himself, explain the freshness of the Lechem Haponim. That one of the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash is that although it was left out in the open the entire week in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lechem Haponim, it was a great miracle, and thousands and thousands and millions of people saw this, that it was steaming hot, the same way that it was when it came out from the oven. That's how it remained throughout the entire week. It never became stale. And the Ishbitze explains, because it says in Pasuk, the Shulchan is Lifnei Hashem, the Lechem Haponim that's Lifnei Hashem. And as long as something recognizes that it's in God's hands, it doesn't become stale. It doesn't become old. It maintains its original excitement, its original chiyus. So the Lechem Haponim, which was Lifnei Hashem, didn't age. It didn't become stale, unlike me and you. We get old. You can go to Yerushalayim, you're all excited. You haven't been to Yerushalayim for 2 years, and you're all excited. And you come in and your eyes, mamish, are popping out of your head, just looking at Yerushalayim. And then a day later, you're just another Yerushalmi that's having an argument with a cab driver. whatever people do mostly in Yerushalayim. So, what about the whole thing, Yerushalayim? It's already misyashin, it already became old. When a person lives Lifnei Hashem, then one moment is not following another moment. It's that moment that just started. So that's the site of the Lechem Haponim. Mitzad zeh, yuchal lios shinui teva benakel. Mitzad zeh, and because of that, and from that perspective, something can change easily at any moment. Something can change. The chol rega v'rega. K'moish zois move on the kol. Shebishas reishis habriya. The way any person can understand that at the time of the beginning of creation, sh'oz lahoya dover rak mimashet tziv Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem created the world, all there was how Hashem created everything at that time. V'nivru oz. So at the time of creation, if we could go back and we would be there when it was happening, even before Adam HaRishon, when Hashem created everything else before Adam HaRishon. So Hashem HaZbarach made this thing called Shemen, oil. And it has a certain property that the shemen is dolek, that it ignites. It has that property. But at that time of creation, if we would have been there watching it, Shemen Shadoilak Hurak Mitzad Savosi Yisbarach, is only because Hashem commanded, Hashem assigned, at that moment Hashem assigned the Shem and the oil with that property of burning, of being able to, of being combustible, of being able to burn. Hashem assigned it at that moment. He could have just as easily at that moment, he could have assigned that property to chometz, to vinegar. Or masha chometz ain't a dolek. Either chometz is not dolek, that vinegar does not have this property. Who gamkin rak neshekain tziva Hashem esbar. It's simply because kain tziva Hashem esbar. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaveh at that moment. He was mitzaveh the shemen that it should light, and the chometz and the vinegar that it shouldn't light. It doesn't have such a property. Memela hevinu oz, at that moment of creation, all that existed understood. Creation itself understood. Shekamoy shetziva Hashem Zbarach al shemen sheyidloik, v'darloik, that the same way that Hashem commands the oil to light and it lights. So Hashem could command the vinegar. Now, of course, the reason the Rebbe is bringing this example, because we have in the Gemara, of course, the Maisa of the Tzaddik, that in the world of Rebbe Chanin ben Dosa, there's no chilek. Because it actually happened in his home. And therefore, Misha Amar L'Hashem and Sheyidlok, Yomer L'Chaim and Sheyidlok. And it happened. It happened. Would that happen for me or you? It could. If we would come to this point, this nakuda of Avraham Avinu inside of us, it could. The Rebbetzin of the Mezuzah Magid had a very strong taina against him. She said that everybody who comes to you walks away with all kinds of yeshuas and all kinds of refuas, and the only people in town who are stuck and miserable and have nothing is us. Everybody who comes to you for a bracha, like walks away with full, and we're the only ones. So, like, why can't you do something about our situation? That's basically what she. It's a good question. That's what the Rebbetzin asked the Mr. Chamagi. So Mr. Chamagi answered, "If you would believe in me the way that these Jews do, then it would be the same thing for you. You don't really believe in this inyan of the tzaddik." Of this nakuda of emuna of ha'omer l'shem and sheyidlok yomer l'chaim and sheyidlok. You don't really believe in that. And Hashem could just as easily have been commanded the chaim and sheyidlok. Actually, nasa oid az shum hergal ba'olam, because at that point of gracious, there wasn't yet anything that was set or fixed that it has to be a certain way. Hashem was just assigning things that way. Like if you play with a child, one of the fascinating things about playing a game with a little child is that they change the rules in the middle. They change the rules. Suddenly they change the rules. I was just with my granddaughter. She was playing. I was playing with her a game, and this doll was this, and this doll was that. So I was going along with the whole thing. I thought it was good. And then she said to me, I say, that you can't do that with your doll. Like, whatever I was going to do. I said, why can't I? She said, because your doll is dead. why did she make such a thing? I did. Until now, my doll was fine. Because why? Because she had a cheshbon like that she wanted to do something, and she didn't want me to stare. So she just came up with a new rule. And she said, your doll is dead. I said, okay. So I just put it down, and okay, Lani, you go ahead and do whatever you want. Whatever the rules, you make the rules. You know, you just do whatever you want. You make the rules. So there's a rule that's called Shemen Darlake. And there's another rule that's called Chaimetz Vinegar. Ain't a doilek. He doesn't light. B'shas habriya, it would have seemed to a spectator to be completely up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, completely in Hashem's Baruch's hands, for what it really is. Nor would a spectator necessarily see anything but some arbitrary decision that was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu to assign Shemen with the property of burning and Chometz with the inability to burn. But it would have been clear that the same decision that Hashem made this moment to do this, he could switch them around the next moment. Because at the beginning, at the time of the 10 utterances, it was very clear that everything is only Maimer Hashem is Baruch. Everything is Hashem saying. Hashem says this, Hashem says that. Hashem says one second, Shem and Sheyidlok, and the next second he could say, Chaim and Sheyidlok. Ve'evinu oz mefurash, and therefore all that existed understood clearly. Shekol haploim heimrak mitzad hateva. That the whole mitzias of wonders, of miracles, that's mitzad hateva. That's mitzad hateva, that's only mitzad that false perspective of natural sequences, shenidba hergel ba'adam, that there's a certain hergel. The hergel is water doesn't split. An ocean doesn't divide. You can't walk through an ocean. Avol zulos a hergel, hukim hateva lepela, k'mashinu hateva. By Adam Harishon, everything was absolutely amazing. He lived in a world of absolute amazement, where at any moment, at any second, everything could be something else. Where there's nothing that's kavur, there's no hergel. Where everything is miraculous because everything is clearly yesh me'ayin, because the balabas, the yotzer, the oser, the bore is holding on to it, and he does with it as he sees fit. Therefore, v'ilo hayarayish nikra hayom. So, if Adam Rishon would have seen the ocean split, if Adam Rishon was seeing the ocean split, lo hayizos estel yoser pela v'chidish b'mashir rosh aharlich v'soer. To him, it would be no different than seeing the ocean going along its normal path with the waves and the water. Wouldn't have been a bigger nace this way or that way. It's all a nace. Therefore, the Rishon has said that we see in by Kriyas Yamsev, it says Bnei Sol Hochul, it says B'Soy Chayom B'Yabosha, and it says B'Yabosha B'Soy Chayom. And the Rishon has said, what do you mean? It says they walked through the water on the dry land. They walked on the dry land through the water. And the Rishon has said because true emuna means that a person understands that walking on dry land is as miraculous as walking through the ocean. It's the same thing. So Adam Rishon wouldn't have been this spoil. How could the water split? Ha'im Eliyam, the one who said that the ocean should just be together and flow, is Ya'im Eliyam, Sheyikar. You can tell the water to split. V'ak Acha Sha'ilam Hurgal Ba'ateva. It's only over many years that all of creation became used to a certain way, to that way. It's called property, scientific properties and the elements and a certain teva that's tavua that became stamped upon creation, a certain seder. Then what? The nidma shachidish hu neis, hu pela. Then when something different happens, everybody goes, wow, that's a neis, that's a pela. That's a chiddush. Oceans don't split. The sun doesn't stand still. That's a chiddush. That's a pella. That can't be. That can't be. That's something that simply can't be. Vaharaya, it hasn't been for billions of moments before. So it can't be now. Because this moment is simply part of a sequence of moments. And since the sun behaves a certain way, throughout all of the previous moments, it must continue to behave that way in the following moments. And if the sun stands still, by Yeshua, Shemesh begivain daim, it's a nes, it's a pella. By other Marishas, Hanafkimini, it stands still, it doesn't stand still, it goes up, it comes down. There, because of man's hergel and the hergel of this world, oil can light and vinegar doesn't. Therefore, it's very hard for a human being to understand. How could there be a change in teva? How could I change? I have a certain teva. My teva is that I have a temper. My teva is that I'm a bal taiva. I had a conversation last week with a bocha. I was asking about his Seder Hayom, and he davens like at 9:30, 9:45. Once every 2 weeks he goes to a minyan and he gets up early at 8:30 or something, I don't know. And I asked him, like, why do you live that way? You're officially an Orthodox Jew, no? He said, that's how I am. It's just how I am. In other words, I was like that yesterday, so I'm like that today. And if that were to change, it would be an ace. It would be a miracle. Eich efshe shishtan hatav. The middle of the whole world is filled with despair, with yeush, and this old, and this messiah. Everything is surrounded by darkness and by yeush, and this old. At the time of creation, all that existed understood that it was brand new. That it's being created. It's mischadesh uba. Just arriving. Fresh. And the next moment, it could change completely. Because at that time, Shalahaya Shum Hergel v'Hisyashnus. There was no Hergel, there was no Hisyashnus. Nothing was old. Nothing was stuck. Nothing was set. Nothing had to be. V'Hoya Oz L'Habriya Koach Godel. And at that time, at the beginning, creation had tremendous Koach. Kamo Ilon HaNishresh V'Yoynik Min HaKarka. Like a tree that is rooted deeply in the ground, and v'yoynik min hakarka, and it's drawing its life from the earth, shemekabel achluchis chadash b'chol rega, it receives new moisture and new life every moment, as long as the tree is still rooted in the ground, its source of life. The tree hasn't walked away from its creator. As long as the tree is rooted in the ground, it's constantly new and fresh. The koichum is gadol mischazer b'yosir. Other rabbi becomes stronger. It's new. It's fresh. Even though the tree has been there for a long time, as long as it's attached to the karka, every moment it receives lachluchis. It receives moisture. It receives life. Drops of water from the earth. And therefore, the tree lives in that state of awareness. But over time, creation began to have its own taivas. V'nista ha'or hazeh minegdom, and that light of creation became more and more hidden, more concealed, and more dim. And it appeared to all that existed that the Creator walked away. And Oz Nichnas Hadova Behergel, Betfisa Sabriya, then creation began to see itself as being old. And everything is just aging, and it's all Hergel. And there are things that are called natural properties that have to be, that can't change. Ubacholpam Nisyashin Oid Yoiser, older and older. Venimshach Mehem HaKoach, and it lost, creation began to lose its strength. Kegavna de'ilon sheniktsas mishorosh, like a tree that's cut from its root, that it just ages and deteriorates and dies. Shekol rega v'rega shahi'ilon munach oid yoyser le'enei ha'shemesh, yoytse mimeno halachluchis v'haritivus. Once the tree is cut from its source and is lying there in the sun, whatever energy it has, whatever life it has, whatever moisture it still has, as it's sitting there cut off from the earth, lying in the sun, everything evaporates and everything becomes old and dies. Yosef Yosef, ad shemis yabesh lagamre, till it becomes completely old. That's why a person can say about himself, like the Navi Yeshaya said, hein ani, what? Eitz yavesh. Hein ani eitz yavesh. I'm a dried out tree. Hein ani eitz yavesh. I didn't go to Minyan yesterday morning. I can't make it this morning. I didn't put on tefillin yesterday. I can't. I don't wear talis cotton yesterday. I can't wear tzitzis today. Hein ani eitz yavesh. I didn't yesterday. But for the one who is connected all the time to the source of life, yesterday is not machriach today at all. There's no sequence, there's no consequence, and there's no hechrich, there's no hergel. Everything is, you live in a world of ischachos. The 9 o'clock davening yesterday, sitting by my room for 3 minutes, is not machriach me that today I can't go at 6 o'clock to daven in a minyan. The fact that yesterday I got stuck looking at things I shouldn't have looked at, it's not machriach me today that I have to press the same button. The worst thing is when a person says, he might not say, but when a person feels, hein ani eitz yavesh. Hein ani eitz yavesh. I'm a dried out tree. You're not connected to the source of life, and therefore there's no longer any possibility of change or freshness. Because when you're attached to the source, it doesn't make a difference if it's 1 day or 10 days or 10 years, as long as you're still attached. Because then, as long as you're attached, you live in a constant state of ischachus every day, every moment. The only chiluk is when somebody or something becomes separated from its shayrish, from the root of its existence. Oz mis yashin kol pam b'yoyza. Then he's older and older, and he says, I can't stand the davening. This is the same ashray that I said yesterday. It's the same yishtabach that I said yesterday. My siddur is already old. My davening is old. My mitzvahs are old. The same thing with relationships. The same chasna kala that was so excited and so happy with each other. It's an alta maisa, it's an old story. It's the difference under the chuppah of the bracha Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer as Adam Betzalim. Yotzer is a continuous thing. Asher Yotzer as Adam Betzalim was from a long time ago. There's a very big difference. I've had to look at your marriage also. This is the big revolution that Avraham Avinu made in the world. This is the big mahapecha of Avraham Avinu. Hischil laharim, he began to shake up the world. He began to scream. He began to yell. Mi bara eila. Who created all of this? It's the beginning of the Zohar Kodesh. Is this nakuda of mi eila? Mi and eila is the name of Elokim. Mi bara eila. Mi and eila. And as the Zohar says at the beginning, it's that person is always in wonderment, and he's always asking me, Eila, who is the one who created this? Hashem created this. Therefore, it's every second it's in Hashem's hands. My life is in Hashem's Baruch's hands. Me, Eila, is Elokim. The whole, Rav Kook explains in Brachis and Ein Ayah, the whole inyan of Avodah Zarah is when they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. It's Eila without the me. It's when everything is just stuck. That's why they made a god that was out of gold. It was just stuck, something physical. It's not alive. Because that's Eila. It's something which is just it's something which is it is what it is. That's how it's made. Mi Eila is the sod of Emunah. Mi Eila. Sumeray Menechem, look to the sky here. Mi bara Eila, mi bara Eila, mi Eila. It's always with that excitement, with the wonderment of me, of who is it? It's a rhetorical question. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad mi yodeya. Shnayim mi yodeya. We know the answer to the question, but it's such an amazing thing to see it every single time you ask again. Echad mi yodeya. Echad elokeinu shemayim. Shnayim mi yodeya. Shloishim mi yodeya. This was what Avraham Avinu brought to the world. He woke up the whole world and he showed the whole world, he brought this light to the world that everything is new. The chum could be yom hibar, and everything is like the lechem upon him. It's hot like the day that it was made, right out of the oven. We're not going to go into it right now, but that means the name Memhe. To Avraham Avinu, the only reason that the Shemen lights on fire is because Kain Siva Hashem is Baruch. It's only because of the Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nas, Ruach Piv, Kol Tzva. V'chenim yoyim el ha-chaymetz yidlag b'li shum hevdel. Hashem could say to the chaymetz she yidlag. B'li shum hevdel. Ki ha-kol tolui rak b'mar mi yizbaruch. Because everything, every second, is tolui in the maimer Hashem is Baruch. And this is the entire chiluk that you have between the four general levels of creation: inanimate, domeim, tzemeach, plants, chai, animals, and medaber, and human beings. Shadomeim nichnas b'yoyse lehergel. A rock, it's just nichnas yoyse behergel. It's a part of creation that's the most bored part of creation. It's the most detached part of creation. And the rock just sits there like that. It doesn't believe in any ischachas. The domain is very, very far. It's merachok. It's far from the Creator. It feels far from the Creator. Therefore, the rock just sits there and says, "What am I going to do? I was a rock yesterday. I'm a rock today." So that's more so in a rock than tzomech, than a plant. But tzomech mechai, v'chai mi medaber, a medaber human being. A human being changes. Plant also changes more than a rock. And an animal also could go places that it never went to before. I mean, it's limited, but it could do stuff. A human being. Therefore, the human being is the greatest of all that exists in this world, as a human being. Yan she'enim shubudim shuka tachas ahergel kol kach, because a human being is not as enslaved to the delusion of teva. A human being is not as enslaved. Ki b'koychel es hapech mimida lemida, because a human being can mamish change mimida lemida. He could decide that he wants to get up to davar. He could decide that he wants to wear tzitzis. He could decide that he wants to work on his temper. He could decide. He could change. Ki b'karchel es hapech mimida lemida lehayiv toiv v'lisnei ra. He could decide, I want to love something which is good, and I want to hate something which is bad. Until now, he loved something which was bad, and he hated stuff that was good. Until now, he loved getting drunk and sick. Well, he didn't maybe like the sick part, but he loved getting high, and it's ruining his life. And he had to leave his family, or he's gambling. And he could decide that I hate this. I hate this. He could change. V'im yisnul adam ra v'chaz v'achaze yetiv malalol v'aznokil loy kiregish yisapich oyev lo. You can hate a bad person, and that person changes, and he becomes better, and then you can love him. Nokil lo kiregish yisapich oyev lo. And the next minute, you can love the guy. Somebody wasn't nice to you, you can't stand the guy. Then all of a sudden you did something nice to you and he's your best friend. Then you love the guy. Mashain zakoach b'min hachai. An animal can't do such a thing. L'shapach memida l'mida. L'shapach memida l'mida. It doesn't have like that. That an animal, all of a sudden, an animal makes a cheshma that. That a mule makes a decision, you know, I'm not meshubit to this, I don't want to be stubborn. Just because all my zaydas and bobbies are like that, I don't want to live that way. I want to do tshuva, I want to change, I don't want to be like that. I want to be a very, very, like, chilled mule. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to get stuck, you know. So Rachmanis, every single mule they make like it's stubborn. Every book that's written, every movie they make about mules, and I'm not going to be that. I don't want to die like that. I'm going to be misgabra on that. I have such a thing. I mean, only in cartoons, right? In cartoons and things. That makes people, everybody gets crazy when they love to see children. Children are excited because by children in a child's world, everything changes from one moment to the next. So children are very nispel. For them, it's a big thing to change like that. But an adult knows that really animals don't talk. You know, animals don't talk. Things like that. But by a child, it's a real thing. But an animal also has a little bit of bechira. What's the little bit of bechira? An animal says, I don't want to be in the sun, I want to go to the shade. Whatever, it moves. A plant can't do that. But a plant does have some ability to move. Therefore, all of creation wants to have a connection. All of creation wants to have a connection to Adam, to man. All of creation wants to have a shaychus. The food wants to be eaten by a human being. The rock would like this tzaddik to sit on, like the Rambam says. All of creation wants to have a shaychus because man is exciting. That's something. That's choshev. And if I become part of man's life, I could change with him. He could make a decision to take this rock and to do something with me. So therefore, all of creation wants to be miskalabat suras adam. Shaydei zayyelam hisalas, because then everything can ascend, can become higher, can become greater than what it feels it's stuck in. V'ha'orzu, and when a regular Jew is with a tzaddik, he feels that way also. I could change. I could become better. I could become different. I'm not stuck. V'ha'orzu, heyer avram avinu ba'olam. Now we come back to the beginning, to the Medrash. This is the revolution that Avraham Avinu made in the world. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Isha Ki Tazria. It's talking about a woman giving birth. But it's interesting. It's talking about a woman having a girl having a boy, right? Isha Ki Tazria V'yolda Zach. It's a strange thing. Usually things in this world, when they reproduce a copy of themselves. But here, there's a metzias of a woman having a girl having a boy. Again, we're very used to that. She's like, okay, 50% chance of that. That's because we're in that teva. But the he'orizu heyer Avraham Avinu Olam v'zekavat zemenish mechashon alushmeish l'Avraham Avinu shabam mirachayik. This is the deeper meaning of Avraham Avinu, who came from far away. Sheheyer mimalkim rachik l'chol evro pinay rachayka. From far away means that Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu showed everything that exists, even l'chol evro pina rechayka, no matter how far anything is in this world from the Creator, and it feels like it's far from the Creator. Sheakiru v'yedu kol boy olam, that every human being should realize sha'olam amloy hem rak chadashim, that everything is new. There's a Creator whose hand never left creation. Like the day it was created, and therefore everything can change. Imrak Yirtza Hashem is Baruch wants. And this is what Iyov is saying. Esa dei lemerachayik. Haya Iyov roez bnei ha'adam. Iyov was a big philosopher, and Iyov was looking at the world, and he said, my thoughts come from far away. And he was looking, Royas b'nei Odom v'ishi yoledes zocher. Chazal say this in the Medrash Tanchuma. That what was Eev amazed by? He was studying that interesting phenomena that a woman gives birth to a female gives birth to a male. Vasfina shota b'sar chayon. Another thing that was troubling Iov and that he was studying was how is it that a boat sails on the ocean? Etzbal etzba. That whole bottom part of the boat is etzbal etzba. It's a narrow piece of wood. So how does that work? That it sits on that it can have a boat that has on it a 1,000 tons, and it's shot al pnei ha'mayim, that it's going on. How does that work? And he said, Iov said, I will bring forth my knowledge from a great distance. These are all examples of things that are up, that seem to be the opposite of what should be. And they come together. Iov was studying the strange union of the neshama and the guf, the soul and the body. They're two opposites. They're far away from each other. There are no two realities that can be further apart, the soul and the body. Shaguf nimshach l'choshech. The hester, the body is drawn to darkness, the hester. Then it writes a lamud b'or and doesn't want any light. Van neshama just wants to eat and to sleep. Van neshama hi behepach l'gamre. And the soul is the mamash, the opposite. Shen it writes a rak b'or, all it wants is light. Who brought these two things together? Merachok. They're the furthest things apart in the universe. They don't belong with each other. It's crazy. He looked at the world, he said, it's crazy. The world is filled with crazy things. We just got used to seeing this. All the neshama wants to do is to constantly see Hashem, to constantly connect to Hashem. And Hashem brought the neshama and the guf together, and they're able to somehow coexist. All right, there are difficulties, there are problems, but they live together for the duration of the person's life in peace. And they don't want to go apart from each other. He doesn't want to die. Strange, these two. Merachok mamish. Muchach mizeh shenimtza gavoa aleihem. Elo what? It shows that there is something higher than all of these things that bring them together from great distances. HaMoshe B'kol, who is the creator in this moment, every second, is bringing into existence. U'menahik Shneihem, and he therefore is in control of both, the soul and the guf, and the big heavy boat with the water, and the mother with the baby. The Kolulom Yachad, the Isha Yeled Zocher, and a woman, a female, gives birth to a male. Isha hi mileya. Now there's a huge difference, not just physically, between a woman and a man. The midah of an isha is hi mileya tzimtzumim v'dinim. A woman comes from the tzad of gevuris, from dinim. For those who learned a little bit these in yonim, you know that the inin of the nekeva is din, is tzimtzum. Mikomakom noilad mimena docher. And this woman whose din and tzimtzum brings into the world a zocher, and the inin of a zocher is what? Rachmim chesed and rachmim. Again, without going into what that is right now. It's the opposite of who she is. It's far, far away from who she is. Usfina shota b'soich hayom, and what's this meaning of the boat sailing on the sea? I'm sorry, I've got a minute over. Yom roim is al tirda. The ocean always means confusion. It means a pachad. It means unpredictability. It means everything that's unstable. That's the ocean. That's why it's so scary and dangerous. Like it says, that's what Chazal say, that those who sail upon the ocean, they don't have Yishev Adas till they reach the shore. Because when you're on the ocean, anything can happen. But the boat is a strange thing. It's a house, it's a place, it's an institution, it's a building on the ocean. That the Svina is considered a place of kviyas. You build a sukkah on the Svina. So Iov was thinking about the Bari Olam, the creator who is higher, who brings all of these separate, disparate, distant things together, because every second he's creating me chadash, brand new. Shepor b'hem v'kodlum yachad. V'avnavino hayarish and shahi azayis. Avinu was the first one. That's what the Medrash brings to my Avraham Avinu. That from Hashem's perspective, there's no such thing as anything that's old or stuck. Therefore, if we truly want to recognize this, just by seeing that a woman gives birth to a child, a woman gives birth to a boy, And by looking at everything that's in the world, one can come to recognize this. Then we think the way that Avraham Avinu thought. Then we could what? We could become awakened to this recognition. And that's why Chazal bring this on the pasuk of Isha Ki Sazria, that from such dinim, from such tzimtzum, can come out a zacher, which is all about chesed and rachamim. Uveyema shmini yimol b'sar aloso. That's the meaning of bris milah. Because bris milah means that there's eight. It means something which is higher than teva. It means that nothing is teva. Everything is beyond teva. That's Avraham Avinu. That's the meaning of milah. Shaydezei yisoyrek maidas Avraham Avinu. Through bris milah, one cuts away the covering of creation and sees to the core of what creation is. That every single second is the Dvar Hashem creating again and again and again, new and brand new, and therefore nobody and nothing that exists or ever existed is stuck. So the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'chol Yom, the Tuva B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh B'reishis, each and every one of us can be Mechadish, and Bez Hashem, we should be Mechadish, we should be Zerich Mitzvah Hashem. So the Or Chodesh Al Tzion Ter, Mehem Yomeinu Amein V'am.